Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
We're learning more today about the case of a West Yarmouth man accused of hacking a hiker to death with a large knife on the Appalachian Trail. Multiple news outlets in Virginia, where the attack happened, are reporting that 30-year-old James Jordan will not pursue an insanity defense. Jordan had an outstanding arrest warrant in Massachusetts, and in the months before Friday's deadly violence, he had earned a reputation for erratic behavior within the Appalachian Trail community. Here's Virginia hostel owner Larry Riddle telling the Washington Post what hikers had said about Jordan.
Yeah, I've had customers, you know, like back before this even happened, I had a couple of guys stayed with me that told me, they said, you know, that he came into their camp and he was running his mouth.
Jordan had been arrested as recently as last month in Tennessee, where he was accused of threatening hikers. He pleaded guilty to charges, including drug possession and public intoxication, and was released on probation. The recent murder is the 10th on the trail in the past 45 years, according to the Appalachian Trail Conservancy, which notes that about 3 million people hike some or all of the AT every year. So, are hikers feeling safe? What precautions should they take? And could anything have prevented last week's killing? Joining me now from Charlestown to help answer these questions is Amy Lacey Plumley. She's the Appalachian Mountain Club's digital marketing director. She also hiked the entire Appalachian Trail solo in 2016. Hi there, Amy.
Hi there, Callum. How are you?
I'm pretty well. I guess the first thing I'm wondering is how you and the rest of the hiker community is responding to this brutal murder. Are folks pulling off the trail, or are they feeling pretty safe?
Yeah, so first off, I just want to give my condolences to the victim's family. It's such an immense and sudden loss, and our thoughts are with the family and the trail community. I think initially folks were thinking, should I get off the trail? Should I stop hiking? But as anybody who does participate on the Appalachian Trail, they know that the AD community is like any other, and people support and look out for each other. And I was actually on Instagram last night, and people were posting notes from the trail that the mood was, you know, somber but full of love. And that's just exactly how I would expect the AT community to respond. You know, there's a network of volunteers and hostel owners and friends of the trail who are always checking up on one another.
Well, can you describe that a little bit more? I mean, I had a college roommate who did the entire trail one summer, and he described this sort of remarkable camaraderie and the way that people would sort of give each other tips, or they'd, allow people to camp on their property along the way. I mean, this is a really special community, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And I think the Appalachian Trail Conservancy said it best that, you know, the AT has an extraordinary culture of kindness and generosity. And sometimes it's viewed as a sanctuary from some of the ills of the modern world. But that we need to remember that the trail is not insulated from the larger issues in our society. But yeah, it's a really unique group of folks who are willing to help each other. And you're out there, you know, basically all alone for, you know, in the wilderness, in the backcountry. And so you really only have each other. And the trail is a really unique group of people.
So you completed the entire thing just a few years ago. Did you feel safe while you were out there? And I understand you did do much of it alone. What precautions did you take?
Yeah, I did. I did hike the trail alone from Georgia to Maine. And, you know, obviously with any outdoor activities, there are some risks involved. So on the AT, there's a variety of consideration when it comes to safety. So, you know, there's rugged terrain, there's long stretches of wilderness, the weather can be extreme, animals and, you know, people, of course. But with that said, you know, over 2 to 3 million visitors hike a portion of the Appalachian Trail each year, and most come out and go without incident or injury. So I think the biggest thing that I did and that people can do is to stay alert, be aware of your surroundings. You know, you can expect to meet a lot of different people on the trail. So if someone's behavior seems off, just trust your gut and stay away. And most of everyone you'll encounter will be friendly, but it's always important to be cautious. There's a lot of other safety considerations. Don't listen to headphones. Camp away from the roads. You know, don't bring valuables. Try not to hitchhike if you can. And the typical plans that you would leave, whether you're going on a day hike or a longer trip. So, you know, leave plans with someone who will know where to expect and when to expect you, and check in as often as possible. The Park Service provides all sorts of resources and also has a 24-hour dispatch available.
I know, though, that service, cell phone service, can be pretty hard to come by out there, at least in patches. I mean, I think it was really striking, for example, that so in addition to the man who was stabbed to death in this attack on Friday, there was a woman who was stabbed but survived. She apparently played dead and then got up and ran some 6 miles to get help. That's a long way to go to find some assistance, right, because the cell phone wasn't working.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's important that hikers know that most areas of the Appalachian Trail have non-existent cell phone reception. So, you know, sometimes folks rely on hiking-specific communication apps and GPS services, but those often are unreliable. So it's always important to carry a current map of trails and, again, tell people where you're going to be and how long you're going to be and when they can expect you.
And yet, of course, that's one of the reasons that many people do go out into the woods, period, whether it's the AT or someplace else, is to unplug, right, to escape being constantly tethered to their devices. So I guess what kind of guidance would you give to folks who are contemplating, you know, hiking part of the trail this year, or maybe it's just taking another kind of hike this season as they try to maybe strike that balance between being connected enough to stay safe, but also, you know, doing what you're supposed to do in the outdoors and taking a break?
Yeah, so the Park Service also encourages hikers to sign the trail registries, which can help law enforcement locate you if they need to. Also, just being prepared for a variety of dangerous risk considerations. So everything from making sure you have the appropriate gear for extreme weather to how to handle animal encounters to where you'll be picked up at trailheads and safety precautions you might take there.
Amy Lacey Plumley is the digital marketing director for the Appalachian Mountain Club. She also thru-hiked the entire Appalachian Trail in 2016. Amy, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Stay with us. Coming up, redesigning the American high school. I'm Callum Borchers. This is Radio Boston.